北京外国语大学，北京外语音像出版社。
The Beijing Foreign Languages Audiovisual Publishing House, Beijing Foreign Studies University.
轻松英语名作欣赏，《福尔摩斯探案集》。
The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes.The Adventure of the Speckled Bear. Chapter 1. Helen Stoner. I awoke very early one morning in April 1883. Sherlock Holmes and I were living together. I looked at the clock and saw that it was only 7. Usually Holmes liked to sleep in late, but he was already dressed, hovering over me.I looked up at him in surprise. "What is it, Holmes?" I asked. "Is there a fire?" "No, there is a woman here. I think it is a case. I know you will want to hear everything from the beginning, Watson," he said. I quickly got dressed and went downstairs with Holmes. We saw a lady in the sitting room.She immediately stood up when we entered the room. She was dressed in black, and her expression was very grave. "Good morning. I am Sherlock Holmes, and this is Dr. Watson. He is my dear friend and associate," Holmes said. "We would like to hear everything." We all sat down. "I am Helen Stoner. I am living with my stepfather,Dr. Grimesby Roylott," she explained. "The Roylotts have lived at Stoke Moran for centuries, but now my stepfather is the last living Roylott. The family was once very wealthy." Holmes nodded. "I know the name," said he. Miss Stoner went on. "However, because of a long line of terrible men, the family fortune is all gone.There is only the little land and the 200-year-old house left. My stepfather knew that there was no money for him to live on, so he studied to become a doctor and then went to India. When my mother met Dr. Roylott there, my father had only been dead for 1 year. Julia, my twin sister, and I were only 2 years old at that time."
"Your mother had some money, perhaps?" asked Sherlock Holmes.
"Oh, yes. She had about £1,000 per year. My mother changed her will when they married. She left all her money to him, but she did say in her will that he must take care of Julia and me. We eventually returned to England, but our mother died soon after. We all went to live at Stoke Moran. We had enough money,But Roylott changed after our mother died. She was killed in a railway accident 8 years ago. He is surly and fights with anyone in our neighborhood. Everyone is scared of him because he is strong and crazy. The only people he talks to are some gypsies who live on his land. He keeps some wild animals, too. There is a cheetah and a baboon which he brought back from India. They run freely around the place.You can imagine from what I say that my sister and I had a hard time. Because everyone is afraid of my stepfather, no one will work for us. We have to do everything. Sadly, Julia has already died. She was only 30 at the time of her death, but her hair was already going gray. My hair is becoming gray too.
Your sister is dead, then?
She died 2 years ago. This is why I have come to see you. We very rarely left Stoke Moran, but we sometimes visited our aunt. On one of those visits, Julia met a man. She fell in love, and they were planning to get married. Our stepfather never verbally opposed the wedding, but in about 10 days, Julia was dead.
Holmes had been leaning back in his chair, quietly with his eyes closed, as she told her story. He now sat up quickly and said, "Tell us every tiny detail."
"I can tell you everything. It is as clear in my mind as if it happened just last night. As I have said, our house is very old, and we live in only one wing of it. Dr. Roylott's bedroom is the first, Julia's is the second, and mine is the third. There are no doors connecting the rooms. They just open out into the same long hall. That night, Dr. Roylott went to his room early. We knew he hadn't gone to sleep because Julia could smell his cigars. He tended to smoke cigars in his room. Julia always hated that smell, so she came to my room. We talked for quite a while, mainly about her wedding. At about 11 p.m., she got up to go back to her room. Just as she was leaving, she asked, "Do you ever hear any whistling in the early hours of the morning?" I told her that I had never heard anything. Then she asked me if I whistled in my sleep. I told her, "No, I don't think so." "Why do you ask me that?" She said that she always heard a whistle in the quiet of the night at about 3 in the morning. She was a light sleeper, and any noise woke her up. She said that she had tried to find out where the noise was coming from. She didn't know whether it was coming from the room next door or from outside. I told her that maybe it was coming from the gypsies. She agreed and left to return to her room. I heard her enter her room and lock the door.
"Did you always lock your rooms at night?" Holmes asked.
"Yes, every night. We were worried about the cheetah and the baboon," she replied.
"Yes, of course you would have been. Please go on with your story."
"That night, I tossed and turned all night. I did not sleep a wink. We were twins, and people say that twins can sense things about each other. I had a terrible feeling of disaster. It was a very windy night, and the rain pounded against the windows. Then I heard a blood-curdling scream. I knew it was my sister's voice. I sprang from my bed. As I ran to my sister's room, I heard a whistling sound, and then a clanging sound, as if a mass of metal had fallen. She opened her door slowly. By the light of the corridor lamp, her face was white with terror. I threw my arms around her, but at the moment, she fell to the floor. Her last words were, "It was the band, the speckled band." She died instantly.
"You are absolutely sure you heard a whistle and a clanging sound?" Holmes asked Helen.
"Oh yes, I will never forget that."
"Was your sister wearing her nightdress?"
"Yes, and we found a matchbox in her hand."
"What did the police say about the case?"
"They investigated it thoroughly, but they never found the cause of her death. The windows were closed with bars on them. The walls and floor are thick, and her door was locked. Nobody could have entered the room,"
said Miss Stoner. Holmes listened to this intently, and he had a very serious expression on his face. "I don't like the sound of this. Please finish your story, Miss Stoner," he told her.
"Well, it's been 2 years since my sister's death. I have been lonelier than ever and missed her very much. But I recently met a man, and he asked me to marry him. His name is Percy Armitage. We want to get married in the spring. My stepfather has said nothing about my marriage." But 2 days ago, he told me to move into Julia's room to make repairs in mine. Last night, while in Julia's room, I heard the sound of a low whistle. It was the same sound Julia had talked about on the night she had died. I was terrified, and I immediately lit a candle. I couldn't see anything. Needless to say, I couldn't sleep. As soon as daybreak came, I quickly dressed and came here.
Holmes sat in his chair thinking. After a while, he said, "This is very serious. We will come to Stoke Moran this afternoon. How can we get into the house without the doctor knowing?"
"He will be away all day today,"
she informed us. "Good. We will arrive this afternoon. I advise that you return now and wait for us."
Miss Stoner immediately left us.